It's been a long time since boxing has captured the American imagination. There was a time when Jack Dempsey or Jack Johnson or Joe Louis or Muhammad Ali dominated the sports scene. There is no equivalent star today. In case you've lost track, the world heavyweight scene has been dominated lately by two Ukrainian brothers, Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko. Boxing promoters would like to see bigger stars, and some are looking to China for fresh talent. NPR's Nathan Rott met one of the latest imports.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, our first bout tonight.
In boxing, it's not often that the first fight of the night gets a whole lot of attention. But a few weeks ago at Longshoremen's Hall in San Francisco, the fans in attendance, the announcers, even the casual viewers watching the broadcast on Fox Sports 1 were all captivated by the boxer in the blue corner.
Tonight, he makes his professional debut and joins us from Beijing, China. Here is the Great Wall,
At 6'11" and 285 pounds, Tyshawn, the Great Wall, doesn't need much of an introduction to get a room's attention. He has the stature of a comic book hero, and that bold-lettered kapow in his punch to back it up.
There's a right hand and drops him right on the top of the head, and that's it.
By recording a knockout in his professional debut, 26-year-old Tyshawn Dong announced his arrival on the U.S. boxing scene.
He says his goal is to become the Yao Ming of boxing here in the United States.
That may be a little far-fetched for a guy who's only been boxing for a little more than a year. Yao Ming had been playing basketball full-time in China for nearly a decade before he made his U.S. debut, and Tyshawn knows a comparison's a bit of a stretch. A few weeks later, he refines that statement. He says the Yao Ming comparison is a compliment, but he wants to be known as Tyshawn. And Tyshawn's already off to a fast start of accomplishing that goal. He's got a fighting background in kung fu and kickboxing. He's already signed with Golden Boy Promotions, one of boxing's biggest promoters. And during his first day back at training, after the fight at the Glendale Fighting Club north of Los Angeles, he's already got a gaggle of photographers snapping away as he bounces in circles, slugging at a pad held by his trainer, John Bray.
One, two, three.
After 20 minutes, Bray is drenched in sweat.
You need ice?
Oh, man, you see it, huh, what I'm talking about?
Bray calls Tyshawn's punch a battering ram, and Bray's no small man himself. He's 6'3", and a little rounder than he was in his own day as a professional heavyweight, but you'd still give him your lunch money if he came asking. Outside, he wipes at his brow.
In your prime, you think you could have taken him?
No. Too big.
But Bray says it's more than just his sheer size. It's his desire. Tyshawn's real name is Jian Jundong. The name Tyshawn comes from Mount Tyshawn, the most famous of China's five sacred mountains. Outside of the gym, the boxer explains. A few years ago, I climbed to the top of Mount Tyshawn, he says. When I got to the top, I looked down and liked the feeling. I want to feel that way with boxing. The people around Tyshawn think that he can. His promoter, Bill Kaplan, says there's no other boxer like him.
No, he's unique. He's very unique.
There's never been a boxing promoter that didn't want to hype up a big, strong, undefeated heavyweight.
That's Dan Rayfield, a senior boxing writer at ESPN. Rayfield watched Tyshawn's debut fight, and he says he was impressed.
But this is a guy that did not have a particularly huge amateur background. He's 1-0 against the lowest possible level opponent that there is. So
he's still got a lot to prove. Now, that's not to say that Tyshawn doesn't have the potential, and the stage is certainly set. The reigning world heavyweight champ Vladimir Klitschko is 38 and said to be nearing retirement. Below him, there's no clear successor. That's got every promoter in the sport looking for the next big thing. And increasingly, they're looking at Chinese fighters. Promoter Dino Duva.
The professional boxing scene in China is by far the biggest growth area for the future, and it's going to really, really explode over the next couple of years.
Duva says that boxing's popularity in China has been soaring since Chinese boxers medaled in both the 2008 and 2012 Olympics.
I think that a Chinese heavyweight boxer can be as big as any Chinese athlete that there's ever been.
That's why Duva recently started Dynasty Boxing, a promoting company that focuses solely on Chinese fighters. His first heavyweight, Zhang Zhilei, recorded a KO in his debut earlier this month. By bringing Gillet to America, Duva hopes to train him in a country with a rich boxing tradition and a fan base that's looking for heavyweights. Those are the same draws that brought Tyshawn here. Back at the gym, he says he looks forward to the challenges ahead. I will do my best in boxing, he says. I hope that all of these people continue to support me down the road. Tyshawn's next fight has yet to be scheduled, but he hopes it's sooner rather than later. Nathan Rott, NPR News.